real professional.
All right, Dan Bentley from Honda. Christian Craig, Cole Seeley today. Christian ran up front in the first moto, and I guess he hasn't had a ton of practice time, so that's a positive to today, doing that when, you know, he doesn't have a ton of time on under his belt.
Yeah, first moto, I mean, he gets really good starts, and he nailed that pretty good, and even Cole was running up front until he tipped it over. you know, to walk away, you know, top five, six, you know, it was good, mm-hmm. and we'll take some positives away from that. And yeah, went into the second moto, and things didn't work out as well as we were hoping.
The Christian Craig starts thing is phenomenal. Do you credit the Honda CRF 450, or is it Christian Craig?
Well, it's both, but I'll credit Christian. Yeah, it's both. I mean, the bike definitely starts better than our older bike, but Christian knows how to get it started. But you know, I think good starters can start on anything, quite honestly. Yeah. And so, yeah.
This week, I hung out with Shorty at the WPS intro, and we talked a little bit. He's being very corporate, by the way. You'd like that. He gives no information, but in your whatever you can tell us, how much of a help has he been?
Shorty has been phenomenal on many different levels. Everybody loves the guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we loved him before, right? Yep. So we knew what we were getting when we got involved with him. Everything from testing to marketing to PR to whatever, you know, he does a great job and very positive, very optimistic. Can't say enough about him.
Testing-wise, and he's leading you in the right direction for these guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, you know, a benefit of a good test rider, I think, is knowing what the differences are for the people you're testing for, right? Mm-hmm. So he's weeding out the stuff.
He has to know how Seeley rides, how Craig rides.
Exactly. Right. You know, I think this would work better for Christian, say, than Cole because of this reason. Or, you know, these two parts weren't any good, so we shouldn't even let them try it, but they should try this part. That's what a good test rider does, and that's what he brings to the table.
Speaking of that, do you even change clutches with those two riders in the middle of the day? They're probably the two easiest riders on bikes.
Yeah, pretty much. It's really not an issue, and Kenny's the same way. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't go through a lot of clutch parts.
Speaking of Kenny, he was here today. Good to see him. I talked to him a little bit. Two times of physical therapy a day, and again, he just told me 18 Supercross is the goal.
I don't know why I wouldn't believe the guy, you know. He's made a phenomenal recovery. He tells me, a CT scan this week, and if that is any indication of what his x-rays have looked like so far, we're on the right track, right? And I think he's getting antsy. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel, and so he's getting excited. We're getting excited, you know. I think there's more posts to come of him doing wheelies or whatever.
What did you think when you saw that?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, there was, you know...
What about upper management?
There was a little concern in the upper management because, you know, we have to be proper and, you know, and luckily he had a helmet on and did all that. But for me, my perspective is everyone should be ecstatic he's back on a motorcycle, right? And I'm sure he should have had long pants on. But at the same time, I'm just so happy to see him back riding, right? And I think there's just going to be more coming.
So you're very happy today. Sixth time is here. Your old rider. Six championships you won together. Jeff Stanton, great guy. Red Bud his house. Was it always nice to see a guy like that?
Always. I mean, I have utmost respect for him and his the work ethic, and he's just a good person overall. And, those are the type of people you need in your life.
Okay, when I go up to Tim Ferry, I talk about 99 Summercross or Nick Way. I talked about races that I... What do you talk to Stick Time about? Do you actually reminisce? You don't strike me as that type of dude. So what do you and Jeff Stanton talk about?
I think the current crop of riders and just things in general like that. I mean, I had so much respect for his heart and his work ethic and what he brought to the table and just things like that. Yeah. I mean, we don't reminisce about old races, remember at this race or that.
That would be me.
We talk about the funny stuff the practical jokes he pulled on me and stuff like that, but not so much. Just day-to-day life and what he's doing at home, and he has a lot of cool things going on, and he's been really smart with his money and everything, just the way he's led his life, and I just, like I said, I respect the guy a ton.
Yeah, good dude. All right, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it, Dan.
Thank you very much.